Answers Magazine, Volume 4.4, Page 62, Handling Stress, by Brent Auction, as read by Dale Mason. The economy, unemployment, terrorism, politics, finances, moral decline, major sickness, a prodigal child, an unhealthy marriage. For most of us, contemplating any one of these pressures will knot our stomach. We become uneasy and tense. Our soul ceases to be quiet like the still waters, but instead becomes deafeningly noisy like a wailing infant. In other words, we are stressed. Our culture consistently uses the term stress to describe the mental or emotional tension we experience because of life's hardships. The more precise biblical terms that capture the essence of society's concept of stress include anxiety, fear, anger, despair, and guilt. When we begin to understand stress from this biblical perspective, its resolution becomes apparent. Stress is not identical with the pressures of life, nor are the pressures of life the cause of stress. Stress is the mental and emotional tension that is generated from our unbiblical responses to pressure. Imagine Paul and Silas unfairly beaten and tossed into the Philippian jail without a fair hearing, singing praises at midnight, Acts 16. Had they experienced extreme pressure? Yes. Were they stressed? Apparently not. Their stress-free handling of the pressure led to the salvation of their jailer. Later, writing to the Philippians from a different jail, Paul would remind them about rejoicing always and the peace that surpasses understanding, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Paul seemingly embodied the mature believer described in Isaiah 26, verse 3, quote, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you," end quote. The mindsets portrayed in these two passages are the antithesis of stress. Stress-free living begins with trust in God in the midst of pressure. But why do we face pressure in life? Genesis 3 gives the answer. After Adam fell, God cursed the ground from which Adam had been taken and over which Adam was to have dominion. Adam's dominion became filled with hardship and pressure. Why? In addition to appropriate consequences for his rebellion, God intended the hardness of life to drive mankind back to dependency upon himself. So, our primary goal in handling life's pressures is to learn how to depend upon God and please him, not simply to get rid of stresses. As we learn to depend on God, our soul will be quietly peaceful, like a weaned child resting against his mother, Psalm 131. Another benefit is that unbelievers will marvel at God's peace in the believer's life, which surpasses their understanding, and they may ask to learn more. Sidebar: 10 reminders to help believers quiet their noisy, stressed souls. 1. Trust that the sovereign God is in control of all the pressures in your life, using them for his good purposes to transform you into the likeness of Christ. Genesis 50, verse 20, Romans 8, verses 28 and 29. 2. Recognize that guilt is a big stressor in life. Certain pressures come as consequences of our own actions, Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. Irresponsible debt is an obvious example. Confess any known sin. Begin growing in Christ, putting away the ungodly actions and attitudes that may have led to your stressful circumstances. Proverbs 28, verse 13. 3. Pray with specific requests and thank God for his good purposes in trials. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. 4. Repent of any self-willed efforts to change circumstances that are beyond your control. Often, believers caught up in their pride seek to do things only God can do, such as ensuring that our kids turn out right, avoiding job loss, fixing the economy, and converting an unbelieving spouse. Clearly, when we seek to control things that only God can do, we will become stressed. Psalm 131. 5. Seek to return good for evil when pressure arises from the sinfulness of others. Romans 12, verse 18. 6. Pray that God will help you to control your thinking so as not to worry, fear, or despair. Matthew 6, 25-34. Cultivate the godly thinking that Paul describes in Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. 7. Work hard to solve problems within your control today. Matthew 6, verse 34, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. God has given each of us enough challenges for today. We need to take proper care and concern for today's issues while we plan wisely for the future. Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8. 8. Seek wise, biblical counseling in the areas of your greatest stress. Start with the most significant issue first. Proverbs 27, verse 9. 9. Seek regular accountability to help you respond biblically to the pressures of life. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. 10. Attempt to establish helpful routines of diet, exercise, and adequate rest. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. Brent Auction serves as the pastor of seminary and college ministries at Faith Baptist Church in Lafayette, Indiana. While earning his Ph.D. at Baptist Bible Seminary, Brent spends his remaining time working as an instructor at Faith Biblical Counseling Ministries.